Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of August, and I'm recording at 10:47 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, an interesting day here today. Well, I usually say that, don't I? But the markets are ever fascinating, I find. But steady action here today. No big drama for the most part. Now, but am I looking at the Asia Pacific? If I start there and talk about stock markets, Japan quietly steady. The Hang Seng Index, the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, gave up a little bit of ground, 2/3 of a percentage point. But it's been on a good run recently and is up almost 7% in U.S. dollar terms on the year to date. Now, the A shares were slightly steadier. They're up almost 3 shares, the China A shares, up almost 3% in U.S. dollar terms this year. Taiwan was steady, up a percentage point, and it's up over 10% in dollar terms. All the percentages I'll give here will be in dollars, so I don't have to keep repeating that. And let's see, what else can we see? The S&P ASX 200, that's that Australian index, up 10.5% so far this year, and it was up a modest quarter of a percentage point here today. I had a long position there, and I took my profit on that this evening. Just because it's overbought in the short term and it's had a good run and Wall Street's overbought in the short term. But I think the Australian market will probably go considerably higher. So it's a trading position that I hold there. And I'm hoping that it'll pull back a little bit, in which case I will certainly pick it up once again. I'll write that up tomorrow, hopefully, and also my Sisyphusian rollover of the silver long position. I'll write that up that as well. Now, India, steady action here, up just under half a percentage point. But how about this? A whopping 28.43%. I have to say it because people won't believe it. Yes, in U.S. dollar terms, so far this year. Now, that's topped only by Indonesia, which is up a third of a percentage point in here today, but it's up nearly almost 20. No, I beg your pardon. It's not. Indonesia is lower, but it's up nearly 26%. So it's been a heck of a good performance. Thailand up 23.5%. New Zealand up 12.8%. These are good, solid gains here, needless to say. Well, can it go on? And my answer here is that yes, it can for a while longer. We're still in a little bit of a sweet spot here overall. Now, yes, some of these markets are a bit expensive, notably Wall Street, I would say. But what has been impressive is that it has tended to correct overextended situations. In other words, they pull back to the MA. And it's happened on a rotational basis rather than a sweeping across the boards type of action. And as I pointed out yesterday in this audio and on the website, and in the written commentary on the website, the technical action is really remarkably steady in here. Now, the S&P 500 index held on to that 2000 level. It was 0.1% higher in here today, and it did it in the last hour of the day. It rubbed out a small loss. Now, these figures are interesting on Wall Street because the Dow's up 3.29% on the year. The S&P 500 is up 8.21%. NASDAQ 100, solid gain here, 9.41%. So solid performers. But it's by no means exceptional, because we've got Canada up 12%, and we've got Brazil. Brazil, remember what a dog the Brazilian market had been for a number of years, but it's up 24.4% so far this year. Another big gain today. It looks like it was the leading stock market, up 1.89%. Now, the reason for that is that a Mr. Silva, who entered the race after that candidate tragically lost his life in a plane crash, and he is favored to win. And is it Mr. Silva or is it Mrs. Silva? Forgive me for not being sure on that. I'll have to go in and read up on it a little bit more. But changing governments leading to an improvement in governance has been a big theme here over the last 9 months or more. We've seen it in China, and I think it's beginning to pay off. We saw it in India in a very big way with Narendra Modi. We're seeing it here with expectations in terms of the Brazil result. We saw it with Indonesia, and no doubt there are other similar examples. We've got a sort of conservative-leaning government in Australia, which is not doing any harm there. At least I'll get some feedback if I've said the wrong thing from my friends in Australia. Now, what else to mention here today? We have European markets are a little bit firmer for the most part. They're mostly to the upside, and they had a good day yesterday. Actually, they've had a good day last Friday, and not doing badly this week. And they've really regained a very considerable portion, if not all, for some indices, of the losses that we saw over the Russian-Ukraine concerns and the sanctions. Now, that's not a story that's going to go away, but markets have a short-term view on this sort of thing. If it isn't getting worse, it's getting better, is the way markets actually read the situation. And Putin, after that last somewhat stiffer round of sanctions, is maintaining a somewhat lower profile, but only somewhat. I mean, the tension on the, it's not tension, that's too polite a word. There's tense fighting, really, on that Russian Ukraine border, but it's with mostly ground troops. So that certainly continues. And the FBI is looking into Russian hacking. I'll post that article if I can pick it up on Bloomberg of the U.S. So it's just general sort of troublemaking, but it's of a, as I said, of a lower profile than we had seen earlier on here. And the main point on this is that, again, it's not getting worse at the moment, but it's not going to go away. So it is going to be something that will cause Europe to underperform most other markets more often than not. And indeed, we can see that in the returns that we have for this year. Because if we take the German DAX index, that's down 3.81%, despite a good rally here recently. Spain's up almost 5%. The Italian market's up 5%. But, Netherlands down 1.25%. Sweden down 2.88%. France down 1.77%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index down 1.35%. So you see the effect. They've got economic problems as well, but you've got Super Mario Draghi there doing pretty well as much as he's allowed to do. He doesn't have the freedom that the Fed actually has. And you've got Germany, which is still behind the big austerity push, but you have Mario Draghi doing everything he can to help these struggling European economies. And so that's a favorable background. And indeed, the big message here, you still have that in the United States. Sure, they're gradually phasing out the quantitative easing process, but I think forecasts that interest rates are going to go up, short-term interest rates are going to go up relatively soon, is premature at this stage. And we all know what just a phenomenally powerful bull theme a positive monetary policy happens to be. But this is not going to go on forever, but we have, I think, through at least the end of the year, probably a generally favorable environment. No pressure really on terms of energy prices. They're relatively quiet. The WTI here today is at $93.88, so that's relatively low. Precious metals, well, they're cheap. I said that yesterday. And I think they'll recover from these levels. They're near the lower side rather than the higher side of their range. At least certainly that's true of silver, and it's also true of gold, and platinum. Palladium is the only one that's been a standout in terms of overall strength, but precious metals bulls are going to have to be patient because they have not caught the public imagination here right now. And I think the reason for that is because bond investors, while I think bonds are very risky here overall, the attitude there is what me worry because yields continue to go down. The German 10-year Bund fell below 0.9% so it's less than 1% here less than a ninth of a percent. And what else to mention? The US Treasuries, they're down at, I think, US 10-year eased in here today down to 2.357. Why, when the U.S. economy is supposedly recovering? Well, you've got the quantitative easing, still buying a huge amount of those bonds because fewer of them are being issued, even though the QE number has actually gone down. You're getting international investors from all over the world who are saying, well, I can get a better return in U.S. Treasuries than I can get in European bonds, so I'd rather have them, or I can better return than I can get in JGBs, which are also well below 1%. And that's the story. So you have that among the bond players, and then you also again you have the search for yield, and that's not offered by the precious metals. And therefore, and you have the strength of stock market, so that really is the way that all plays out. Meanwhile, background of a steady-ish U.S. dollar, although it was a little softer in here today and is a little bit overbought here in the short term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.